Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Also, jimblasingame.com. Either one of those three will get you to a little bit of small business heaven where you can listen to archives, thousands, over 3,000 archives. We add 1,000 new ones every year. Of shows that we've done in the past. Also, don't forget the articles you can read. And the blog, please check out the new blog, Jim's blog. I hope you're taking advantage of that. And don't forget, we have an RSS feed capability. And if you don't know what RSS is, you can find out on the site there. I think there's a little button there that'll tell you what RSS is. It's a pretty cool way to get information. And that's one of the ways that we're distributing our blog. Besides the fact that you can just go look at it, or you can go straight to our website for the blog, which is jimsblog.biz. But what the blog does is it brings the stuff that we've done, the things that we've done, the things that I've written recently, it brings it all out front. It kind of gets it like a storefront, right out in the window, so to speak, to make it a little bit more accessible to you and easier to find. And so I hope you'll check that out. Some new technology, some new capability, and it's all for you, and it's all free thanks to our corporate partners. Harry Chambers is our guest. Harry is one of our human resources experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Finding, Hiring, and Keeping People Peak Performers, and he is the author also of My Way or the Highway, the Micromanagement Survival Guide. Harry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I really enjoy the opportunity to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate it very much. Harry, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is a topic that my audience knows that I like to talk about, and that's the hiring process. I've said many times, probably my audience is, they're rolling their eyes right now, Harry, because they know what I'm going to say, and that is that the two areas that small business owners have got to learn how to do a better job of, and we can learn from big companies from this, is in the area of marketing. We don't do a good job of marketing like we should, and I'm throwing myself into that pot too, folks. And we don't do as good a job of hiring. We're not the HR professionals that we need to be, and there's a reason for it. But there's a reason why we're not right now. But there's no reason why we can't get better, and that's what I want you to help us with.
Jim, and I would very much agree with you. Unfortunately, hiring people is an untrained and undeveloped skill in America today, even with big business.
But certainly even with big business?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in the small business arena where you are so influential.
Most of us would rather be boiled in oil than go through the hiring process.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the most important decisions that we make, the people that we bring in. We live and die in the performance of the people we bring in, but it's typically something we've not been trained to do.
Well, here's the irony, Harry. Here's the strange part is that a big business may take days or weeks or even months to hire for a position, and the person doing the hiring may never ever touch shoulders with that person again after they hire them. And in small businesses, we touch shoulders with our employees every day. We work side by side with them every day, all day long, and yet we'll make a snap decision about hiring somebody. What's wrong with that picture?
There's a whole lot wrong with it, and especially when we're not trained or not hired to do the interviewing process. And there's a number of mistakes that small business people tend to make in the hiring process. And if you don't mind, Jim, let me just give you a couple of them.
I'd appreciate that very much.
Hopefully your listeners can
get your pencils and paper out, folks. Take these notes.
Okay, hopefully we can.
And by the way, these will be on the test, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Eric.
That's right. Yes. You don't get to go on with your day if you don't pass the
test. That's right. That's right.
First one is lack of preparation. We don't prepare to interview. We don't prepare well to hire. Many times, we don't even know what questions to ask. And what this results in is small business people hiring on instinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I can look in your eyes and tell whether you're going to be a good employee or not.
And most of us think we have good instincts, but most of us don't have as good instincts as we think we do.
Well, we've got some, and usually our instincts are based upon our experience, our learning. But it's not the totality. It's not the way to make a decision of hiring. And you're right. Our instincts aren't nearly as good as we would like to think that they are. Poker
players.
Well,
you know, what I like to think about is the way a doctor would look at performing a, you know, the possibility of performing surgery on you. When we come back, I'll explain what I mean by that. I know you're all going to want to hear about that. We'll be right back with our good friend Harry E. Chambers. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 22. Stay with us.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
Welcome back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Harry E. Chambers, the author of My Way or the Highway, also the author of Finding, Hiring, and Keeping Peak Performers, Every Manager's Guide. Harry, give us your website, please.
Website is harrychambers.com. Right. Email address is harry@harrychambers.com, and I would love to hear from your listeners.
All right. Folks, if you have a question, an HR question, a hiring question, I know Harry would be glad to hear from you and do his best to answer it. And, Harry, I appreciate you making that available. As we went to the break, I was trying to use the metaphor of a physician. If you went to a physician with some pain, and when I think about a small business owner needing to hire a new employee, I think there's a pain level there, isn't there, Harry? There's some distress going on there. I need a new employee. I need to replace an employee. So I've got some pain. I need to get this behind me. And so I compare that to showing up at your doctor's office with some pain, and he or she saying, you know what, I think you've got this disease. So here's a pill. And you would say, wait a minute, you know, aren't you going to run a test or something? Aren't you going to draw some blood? Aren't you going to listen to my heart or take my pulse? You haven't even checked my blood pressure. You know, how can you know what's wrong with me? You know, I'm thinking, you know, if we could have that kind of think about that kind of an attitude and realize that's kind of the attitude that we have sometimes when we hire people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we have need, otherwise we wouldn't be hiring them, and we're going to throw money at this thing. We're going to hire an individual with all of the expense, that not just the salary, but the expense that goes along with that. And as I mentioned a moment ago, one of the key problems is we aren't prepared for that. We don't know what questions to ask. And you know what, Jim? The number one result of that is that I'm interviewing you. I'm not quite sure what to ask you, so I end up telling you all about me,
mm-hmm.
or all about us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how I started this business with $10 in my pocket. And
we've got a captive audience. They're not going to go away. They want this job.
That's right.
So they got to sit here and listen to me, and doesn't this feed my ego?
And then they ooh and ah in the right spots and say, oh, that's wonderful. I'm really impressed. And then when it's over, we like them because they listen to us. We always like people who listen.
Nobody
to
else
us.
Around here will listen to me. This guy's listening.
That's right.
I better hire this person.
And then instinctively we say, boy, I like this man or this woman. I think I'm going to hire them. And that's where instincts become somewhat of an enemy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also another big mistake that people make, small business people make, and that's what I refer to as egg timer decisions. You know, the old egg timer
mm-hmm.
has about 3 minutes worth of sand.
Right.
There was some real interesting work done by one of the national HR organizations a couple of years ago. Now, this is not just small business focused, but it's small and big business as well, that the average hiring decision is made within the first 2.5 minutes of
wow.
the interview. And the interview is then spent, the rest of the interview is spent justifying that decision. If I like you, in the first 2.5 minutes, I'm asking you easy questions. If I don't like you, I'm asking you tough questions you can't possibly answer. And in the end, I then have a basis for that egg timer decision. And that's one of the things we have to fight in hiring people, fight it within ourselves.
How do we look beyond if we have a candidate in front of us that maybe we don't dislike them, but we haven't warmed up to them yet? How do we make ourselves say, okay, this guy is not exactly, you know, getting me all excited, but or this person, whoever it is. But, you know, I've really got to find out if you know, this might be my next best employee, if I can find out whether he or she fits into the job description, fits the culture. You know, and then say to myself, you know what, I'm not really qualified to do that. I better get some help.
Yeah.
How do we get ourselves to admitting that to ourselves?
Well, number one is to prepare and know exactly what we want to find out about this candidate before we make the decision. So we don't just make the decision on their appearance. We don't just make the decision on how composed they may be or uncomposed within the first 2 or 2.5 minutes. So we need to have a criteria of things that we're looking for. And if we go down through that criteria, ask the appropriate questions, we go on a discovery process of information, then we can make more of an informed decision. So we have to force ourselves to literally go through the process appropriately.
The hardest job
said than done.
The hardest job I ever got, the hardest interview process I was ever put through was about almost 30 years ago. And I was never so proud of myself when I was hired after that process, because they put me through a lot. I went through about 5 interviews with five different people, and they hired me. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, I'm pretty proud of myself that to go through this kind of a process and be hired. It impressed me about them, but it also made me feel pretty good about myself.
And, Jim, think about how many small business people hire on the spot.
Oh, yeah. They meet them and they hire them.
Yeah.
When can you start?
That's right. You show up, and within 10 minutes, they're giving you the job.
Well, you know, hey, here, listen. This is the moving train hiring process. The employee walks in, and the owner says, who are you? And he says, I'm here to apply for the job. He says, come around on the counter. Can you start right now?
Yeah. And
it happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. In my book, I refer to that as fog the mirror hiring.
Yeah.
If somebody can fog the mirror with their breath, that
don't
proves they
a,
have vital signs.
Don't take a pulse. Don't take an application. Take a pulse.
Stand
by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Harry Chambers. He's got some more things for us to not do and things to do to make sure that we hire the right people. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Harry Chambers, member of our Brain Trust and a friend of ours. He's the author of a number of books. Actually, you've written 6 books, haven't you, Harry?
Yeah, I have, Jim. I've been very fortunate.
And they can find out more about the books at your website?
My website, harrychambers.com.
And can they find...
All of my books are available through Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com as well.
All right. And that's Harry E. Chambers, and middle initial E. Chambers, if you want to Google him, check it out.
You have to put the E in there, otherwise they bury you with Harry Potter stuff. So.
Right. all right, Harry, what are some other mistakes that we make that we need to focus on when we're hiring people?
Well, we talked about egg timer decisions and lack of preparation. Let me give you a correction that I would recommend to all of your listeners. Number one, never get married on the first date. And what I mean by that is have at least 2 interviews, and ideally more.
You got to sleep on it. You got to sleep on it, don't you?
Yes, you do. And also, along with 2 interviews, try to interview them in 2 different environments. In other words, one interview could be there in your office, your store, whatever it may be. The second one could be down the street at the coffee shop.
Right.
But look at them in 2 different environments.
What do you think about having somebody else interview? Maybe you interview them the first time, and you have somebody else interview them the second time, and then you maybe do it the third time.
I love it. As a matter of fact, one of the next things I want to talk about is multiple people. You want to put multiple eyes and ears. And
You don't need to trust yourself, do you?
Well, you just need to get another opinion. It's easy for us to fall in or out of love for unusual reasons. And if you have a partner, be sure that they're involved, key employee. It could be your spouse. Or it doesn't even, if you're a very small business, it can be an associate. It doesn't have to be somebody affiliated with your company. But here's the key, and this is really important. Be sure that you prepare the other person and train them as much as you can, or tell them what they can and can't ask.
Right.
Because they're representing you, and if they ask a question they're not supposed to, they can get you in trouble. So
it's pretty sad that we have all these. Obviously some of them are for a good reason, but some of these things you can't ask are pretty silly, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And matter of fact, in my book, Finding, Hiring, and Keeping Peak Performers, I have a list of things that you can't ask. And I'll be honest with you, half of them, I don't know why. I can't figure
right.
out the reason, but it's there.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Harry, we've got a couple of minutes left. Any more suggestions?
Yes, another one. One of the mistakes that we make, Jim, is we all have a tendency to want to recreate ourselves. We hire in our own image, and I would suggest.
But wait a minute, Harry. What's wrong with that? I'm like perfect and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's one of the problems.
I mean, why wouldn't I want more people like me? Yeah. I mean, that'd be like the perfect company, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd have great parties, and we'd have everybody would get along perhaps really well, but then we're not necessarily hiring diverse issues or diverse attitudes, diverse thought processes. And it's a mistake that we all have a tendency to make. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, a blue-collar kid, put myself through college and so on. Somebody walks in when I'm interviewing who's got that kind of a background. I want to hire them in the first 2.5 minutes.
Well, you want to adopt them. You don't want to hire them.
Well, yeah, maybe that's true. I might want to put them in my will.
You want to adopt them. Exactly.
That doesn't mean that they'll do very well for my company. So we have to fight against that, which, and frankly, what it means is, sometimes we have to hire people who are different. And I'm not just talking about different culturally. I'm talking about difference in thought process and certainly in skill base.
Couldn't we say, Harry, that the first thing that they need to do is slow down, don't get excited, and think about this and tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to hire a person. But I'm not going to, whoever I hire, I'm not going to hire that person until I've known them at least for a week, maybe.
I would very much agree with that.
Try to put some structure around this thing so I don't get too excited.
Ask yourself and make a list of what you want this person to do. And then make sure that you hire people who have that skill, have that ability, who have demonstrated it in the past.
Harry, is this the kind of thing that you help people with yourself in your company?
Yes, I do. And I do a lot of that for small businesses. I have a number of clients where I actually am involved
right.
in their hiring process.
Folks,
but also,
I encourage you to find a professional to help you. There's no question about it. And Harry's a good example. HarryChambers.com is the website. Harry, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you. You've been very kind.
We'll see you next time. Harry Chambers, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.